Let Now TV guide you through Westworld. Explore breathtaking vistas, recharge your batteries, and get to know the locals. All visits are at your own risk. Now TV cannot be held responsible for any run-ins with killer maniac hosts. Westworld, 9 p.m. Tuesdays. Go to nowtv.com for the latest TV and over 250 box sets, all with no contract. Now TV, now you can. 18 plus, UK only. Month passes auto-renew. Cancel at any time. Full terms at nowtv.com.
With the gods as our witnesses, let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face! You don't scare me! We're coming!
Greetings, Five fans, to another edition of In the Square Circle with Felipe León. This is episode number 36, where we give you a 30-minute or less recap of all the ongoings in the boxing world. My name is Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com, also the co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/BoxeoTijuana. With my co-host Renzo Novara, where we give you all the boxing news and analysis, opinions in Spanish, and also every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, the 2-minute round with David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León, where we talk about female boxing, your hooks and jabs look at female boxing here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Our next show will be this upcoming Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific, here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, where you can call in and talk to us about female boxing. We're also going to have Elisa Olsen on the show, who will be taking on Marisela Cornejo at the Velasco Theater this Friday night. She's coming back from a 10-year hiatus. And also we're going to have Florida's Noemi Bosquez, who will be fighting for the vacant NABF bantamweight title in Virginia on the first ever, or South Carolina, one of the two, on the first ever Christy Martin boxing fight card. Christy Martin, the legendary Christy, the coal miner's daughter, Martin, will be a promoter now, and she's having her first show in October, mid-October. Noemi Bosquez will be with us on Thursday. But let's go back to this show, In the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less look at the boxing's going on here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, and with that said, let's go to our section of news and notes, what we like to call hooks and jabs. During an interview with ESPN Deportes in Spanish, Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. said a fight between his son, former WBC 160-pound champion Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and Saul Canelo Alvarez would happen sooner than later. He mentioned his son was losing weight and wanted to get back to the middleweight division. That sounds like a lofty goal for Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., who has not fought in over a year, who has been scheduled to face everywhere from Badu Jack to a rematch with Andrew Fonfara, but still we have no luck with him as far as getting a date now that he is with the PBC, and we all know that the PBC is a little bit of a hiatus right now, so we don't know when Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. again will get in the ring, if ever. If you follow him on social network, which I do, he posts pictures of him training almost daily, but still no date for the son of El León de Culiacán. So we'll see. If I doubt that Chavez Jr. will fight before the end of 2016. So we'll see if we have something for him in the beginning of 2017. Him dropping down to middleweight, you know, obviously I think he would want to fight somebody else before he fights Saul Canelo Alvarez. And then after that, you still got to try to make that fight and fit in the schedule for everybody. Chavez Jr. Himself has put on his social network that there is talks between a fight for him between Saul Canelo Alvarez, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, or a rematch against Andrew Fonfara, who handed him the second loss of his career and the first one by stoppage. In other Canelo news, former four division world champion Juan Manuel Marquez has said that the flat fee offer from Golden Boy Promotions to Gennady Golovkin for a fight against Saul Alvarez next year is a way to avoid the fight. And I quote, "They are really punishing Gennady Golovkin by offering a flat fee because it's just a way to avoid Golovkin. It's a way of saying we don't want the fight. We are not going to pay you that much. Would you like to accept it? Go ahead. Logically, we can generate $200 to $300 million from the pay-per-view, which is just an estimate." I think that amount that Juan Manuel Marquez has stated, that $200-$300 million, is pretty... It's a pretty ambitious goal. I mean, that's like selling over 2 million pay-per-views or even more, because obviously the promoters will only get half of that, with the other half going to the pay-per-view distributors. Obviously, that's not counting sponsorship, site fees, or any other monies that they can receive from the fight. But I think $200-$300 million is pretty ambitious of Juan Manuel Marquez to state that. But I do agree that a flat fee just doesn't go. You got to give him a percentage of the purse so that way Golovkin can feel that he is part of the promotion and not just a higher hand, which what I think Golden Boy is trying to do. In a test taken by VARA in September, Tyson Fury, current WBO and WBA heavyweight champion so far, has tested positive for cocaine. The failed drug test can lead to Fury being stripped of his titles. That's going to happen more than likely. Fury has made light of the situation, posting a photo of himself as Tony Montana of the film Scarface, sitting on a desk with a mountain of cocaine. Fury was to rematch Vladimir Klitschko on October 29th, but pulled out after citing a mental condition. In a post on his Twitter account earlier this week, Tyson Fury stated boxing was the saddest thing he has ever done in his life and announced his retirement. Don't think it's the last we'll hear of Tyson Fury. And it wasn't, because a couple hours later, he tweeted again and took back his retirement and said he was here to stay. If that doesn't sound like a cocaine-riddled rant, I don't know what does. After HBO and Showtime go dark in October, boxing comes back in full force in November, December with the next event. November 5th, Jesse Vargas against Manny Pacquiao on a top-ranked distributed pay-per-view. November 19th, Sergey Kovalev versus Andre Ward on an HBO distributed pay-per-view. Just made fight November 26th, Vasyl Lomachenko defending his WBO super featherweight title against Nicholas Walters, who's coming back after a year on HBO. December 10th, Gennady Golovkin versus Daniel Jacobs. That's tentative for December 10th on HBO. And then another fight that has just been made for the Forum in Los Angeles, Orlando Salido taking on Takashi Miura in Eliminator on HBO. So it's going to be a very solid finish to the boxing year on HBO, mostly on HBO, somewhat a little bit of Top Rank. And then Showtime is also threatening to coming back with Anthony Joshua on November 26th. That might be against Vladimir Klitschko, if we believe the rumors that are coming out of the UK. So that would be a very, very solid end of the year. And then lastly, in tragic news, Scottish fighter Mike Towell died after a fight on Friday in Glasgow, which he lost in the fifth round to Dale Evans in the welterweight division. The 25-year-old was taken to a nearby hospital where he was diagnosed with severe bleeding and swelling of the brain. Towell was undefeated prior to the fight with 11 wins and one draw. The fight was an eliminator for the British title. So rest in peace, Mike Towell. With that, we go to our next section here on the In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing on the Leave It in the Ring Network for the week. We go to our fight results. Starting off on Tuesday, September 27th at the Buffalo Thunder Casino in Pohuake, New Mexico on Fox Sports 1, Yordanis Ugas, former Olympian bronze medalist from Cuba, stopped Brian Perella, formerly undefeated, in the fourth round of Schedule 10 at welterweight. Perella was down in the first and in the fourth, while Cowboy Ryan Carl forced Jose Felix Quesada not to come out for the fifth round, dropping him in the first and in the fourth in a Scheduled 8 rounder at super lightweight. On Friday, September 30th, from China, Neomar Cermeño of Panama stopped Anurag Baptista in the third round of a scheduled 12 to defend his WBA 122-pound title, while from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV presented Peter Petrov stopping Michael Perez, forcing him not to come out for the seventh round in a 135-pound WBA eliminator. Perez was down in the second round pretty badly, but he was able to beat the count. He was cut over his right eye right before the knockdown from a headbutt. Cut on the left side of his scalp in round four. Cut on the right side of his scalp on round five, all from headbutts, while Petrov suffered a cut on his scalp in second round, that caused the cut to Perez over the eye from accidental headbutt. And then obviously Perez did not come out for round seven. Petrov now is to take on the winner of the rematch between newly crowned WBA 135-pound champion Jorge Linares and the fighter that he beat for that title last weekend in Manchester, England, Anthony Crolla. So now Petrov is the number one challenger for that title. Also on Friday from downtown Las Vegas, Event Center in Las Vegas, Roy Jones Jr. Promotions on the CBS Sports Network gave us Tijuana's Hansel Martinez dropping a majority decision to late sub Eric Ruiz in a scheduled 10 rounder for the vacant WBA NABA International Super Bantamweight title. Scores there were 98-92, 97-93, and 95-95 for Eric Ruiz. While Stephen Young defeated Juan Antonio Lopez also through via majority decision for the vacant WBA NABA Bantamweight title. Scores there were 97-93, 96-94, and an even 95-95. While John Vera stopped Milorad Zizic to defend his WBA NABA Super Welterweight title in the second round. On Saturday, October 1st, from Germany, Jürgen Brammer did not come out for the seventh round after suffering an elbow injury to his, I believe, left arm. And now he gave up his title, his WBA light heavyweight title, to former champ Nathan Cleverley of the UK. So Nathan Cleverley is now the new WBA light heavyweight champion. While in New Zealand, heavyweight Anthony Parker got closer to a title fight by dropping Alexander Dmitrenko three times, once in the first, once in the second, and lastly in the third, to defend his WBO Oriental heavyweight title. And lastly, from Mexico City, Sanford Promotions on the Azteca channel gave us Humberto Soto scoring a TKO in the second round over Daniel El Cañerito Ruiz in a scheduled 10-rounder at 140 pounds. Ruiz suffered a wrist injury in that second round, was not able to finish, giving the win to Humberto Soto, who mentioned that he's either looking for a big fight or retirement in December with the last fight in his hometown of Los Mochis, Sinaloa. That brings us to the end of the fight results and takes us to the last section of Here in the Squared Circle with Felipe León on Living in the Ring Network, your 30-minute or less recap of everything that went on in boxing for this week, and we have the upcoming calendar. Okay, Friday, October 7th from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles, California, Golden Boy Promotions gives us Diego Magdaleno with the new... Actually, Art Ovesian has a new opponent since Fidel Magdaleno was supposed to be in the main event, but now it's Diego Magdaleno taking over in a 10-rounder at 135 pounds, while from Tampa, Florida, Orlando Cruz takes on Luis Sanchez in a 10-rounder at super featherweight. Orlando Cruz is making some noise right now, stating he would like to become the first ever openly gay boxing world champion. Let's see if he gets his wish somehow, sometime down the road. And lastly, Saturday, October 8th, from the Estadio Francisco León García in Puerto Peñasco, Mexico, Sanford Promotions, and on the BN Sports Channel and on Canal Azteca, gives us former champion Juan Francisco Gallito Estrada coming back from over a year hiatus, taking on Filipino Raymond Tabugon in a 10-rounder at super flyweight. And that, my friend, is the end of the upcoming calendar and pretty much brings us to the end of this weeks in the squared circle. Before we go, I'd like to give you the roundup of what you can get here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every week, every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, you get the next round with Steve Kim and Gary Montoya, taking all your calls and going over all the weekend's fight cards and news. Every Tuesday, you have this show, In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. Every Wednesday, you have the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, with David Dueñas and Gary Montoya. That's at 6 p.m. Pacific. And then every other Thursday, including this upcoming Thursday, October 6th, you have the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with David Avila, former fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. With that said, we thank you for listening, and until next week.
Dream of owning your own home? The government's Help to Buy shared ownership scheme could open the door for you. Buy as little as 25% or as much as 75% of a home and pay rent on the rest. And if you want, you can increase your share at any point and pay less rent. With shared ownership, we've already helped over 40,000 people become homeowners. To open the door to your dream, visit helptobuy.gov.uk.